U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is deeply concerned that China placed an oil rig in an area of the South China Sea also claimed by Vietnam. Comments come as Beijing's army chief, Fang Fawei, begins a trip to the U.S. as part of efforts to increase U.S.-China military cooperation and reduce maritime tensions. Chinese and Vietnamese ships have rammed into each other and exchanged water cannon fire on several occasions since Beijing set up the state-run oil rig last month. State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki said Kerry told the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in a phone call that the move was provocative and aggressive. Those tensions were noted in public remarks Monday by Secretary of State Kerry in Washington during a joint appearance with his Singaporean counterpart, who referred to the relocation of a state-owned Chinese oil rig to the Paracel Islands within Vietnam's exclusive economic zone as the Chinese challenge.
We are particularly concerned, all nations that are engaged in navigation and traffic within the South China Sea, East China Sea, deeply concerned about this aggressive act. We want to see a code of conduct created. We want to see this resolved peacefully through the law of the sea, through arbitration, through any other means, but not direct confrontation and aggressive action.
Well, in response, China's foreign minister says Wang urged Kerry to speak and act cautiously, saying he should be objective when talking about China. China's state-run People's Daily says General Fang's visit is at the invitation of his American counterpart, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey, who visited China in April of last year. People's Daily notes that the visit does come amid heightened tensions in the Asia-Pacific region, but said the carefully choreographed schedule will highlight both countries' willingness for close military-to-military cooperation. Brad Glosserman, an executive director of the Hawaii-based Pacific Forum Security Think Tank, told VOA's Victor Beatty the U.S.-China mill-to-mill relationship is still in its early stages, but it's getting stronger.
The discussions that we've had with the Chinese indicate that PLA isn't crazy about this process, but because the top leadership of the party, President Xi Jinping in particular, has called for a new type of major country relations, what you see is an attempt to add some flesh to those particular bones, and that includes a mill-mill discussion. Given the tensions in the South China Sea and in the East China Sea, quite frankly, I think what you have is an opportunity for the two militaries to talk, to try to get some better understanding of each other's intentions, such that the possibility of a miscalculation, of an accident at sea, is diminished. That's, I think, a very important component of this, is trying to, if you will, set the larger context in which, if there is some problem, it can be dealt with. Secondly, there's also, I think, an attempt by the Chinese to demonstrate that they're going to build a relationship with the Americans that is largely going to, at some level, be independent of the particular problems that China has with its neighbors.
Well, Secretary of State Kerry on Monday said he's very concerned about the situation in the South China Sea.
The United States' position is fairly unwavering, and it has been that we are for the rule of law. In other words, the disputes need to be settled in accordance with declared and accepted international principles, number one. Number two, we want to see them resolved peacefully. Number three, we want to ensure that rights of navigation and free passage are respected. At the same time, the U.S. insists that it does not actually take a position regarding the sovereignty of these claims, and therefore, and it's, while it may seem like an actual bit of a diplomatic tightrope, it's really not. It's a fairly easily reconciled set of positions.
Glosserman says China sees itself as the aggrieved party, that it is merely defending its historic sovereign rights and national interest. What he says he doesn't understand is why China sees it as its strategic interest to irritate so many of its Asian neighbors.